all spread your wings, close your eyes, let your love flow, come inside.
It is time for our weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, oh, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, oh, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, oh, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Aru! And here we are, moving to the familiar and into the strange. Tonight we're hovering in the saucer pod above our hearts and what it is that we are made of. Eh? What do we do with ourselves? What are we after? And more importantly, where do we find ourselves? Where are we? We can see that something is up with nature. All kinds of things are happening in the wider world and in our own lives. I'm continuously startled by things these days. I find that things which used to entertain me now look ridiculous. I've been watching the latest filming of The Tempest, and it doesn't mean anything to me. Shakespeare, whom I used to enjoy now and again, doesn't mean much to me. Any film I watch looks absurd and often insanely brutal beyond need. Occasionally I'm entertained, but my attention is just not on the things anymore. Not on those things. I used to love to read novels. I also write them, but they don't interest me anymore either. I don't feel like there's much of anything that I want anymore, and it feels like that enlightenment all the astrologers say I'm coming up on. God, I hope that's the case. Well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's what's happening. It has been so strange lately. I go to the supermarket and the people look like cartoon dinosaur people. I look at the items they're buying and half of them are pork products, the other half are soft drinks and candy. That's not always true, but there's a lot of those disposable products of the disposable culture. I got some disturbing images from Detroit today about how conditions are there. I can imagine how it is in many of the cities. I've walked through those places at night in years past and seen what's coming. High in the towers, there live the ones who are the top of the game. And the pecking orders descends down to the streets where the action goes down. In times of darkness, the conditions are predictable. Clever reptiles looking for profit and control. They instigate agendas of personal freedom as a public right, and whole economies operate on top of that. Moralities go haywire as the evidence of history has changed to suit the need of the present. You can tell what you're in for by listening to the soundtrack. The musical soundtrack tells you what you're in for. The segue of the music, you know, the moment, the time, it just moves right into from Madonna into Lady Gaga. You can't make this stuff up. I watched the last episode of American Idol last week, and there she was, cinched up like a leather bondage doll on what looked like a lot of interlocking forklifts, covered with stage drapery, and a gay dancer guy comes out, and they do some kind of sinuous sliding against each other, and then fall off into one of those kitty bounce pillow things. I don't know. They fell. Yeah, they fell. I guess that is the operative word. They fell. They had Beyonce acting like an outer space SEAL SWAT team on a kill mission that had something to do with women controlling the world. Maybe this is to throw off the scent of Strauss Kahn from IMF, who assaulted an African maid. So let's see. Today I'm watching an early screener of Hangover 2, sent to me from an industry friend, and there's no question that the world's gone mad, but you have to behave. Every insane possibility that can be presented as entertainment is there, but you can't act that way. It's incredible. The end of this, or something, coming in, it's coming in, has to be around the corner. Doesn't make any sense. The same mindset of the people who made this movie did 9/11, and that wasn't a movie. That happened. How long can what we are actually looking at keep going on? It's a strange, terrifying, pitiful, disappointing, and God knows what else. We could do so much better. There has to be some place you can go while this whole thing goes down, and it is going down. Will it be just a series of accelerating events or a cowabunga moment? I don't know. I can only get up each day and go on with my life. I could even get high. Well, I get high so that I can feel close to my God. Maybe I shouldn't, but I do it. I miss my cosmic lover, and I'm anxious for a closer connection. I eat to live and do what I do. And I do that because I just want to be with my lover within. I have friends and some few companions, but the most important part of my life goes on inside me. And I know that I'm connected to people in different ways. I'm glad that I'm past the kind of attractions that cause so many problems in this life. Everything is packaging, isn't it? What's around the corner, something better than what you have. I'm not looking for anything like that myself. Even if I was all by myself and free of everyone, I wouldn't be looking. I have the freedom. I have the freedom to do what I want, and I'm not looking because this world is just full of dramas that go on and entangle you and only ever so rarely meet the expectation of your desire. And desire clouds the windshield anyway. If I had my way, I would just walk off into the wild with the divine at any time. I'm grateful for those who are around me, but I know they'll come and go. Only one thing remains, and that is the beloved, and one would do well to be seeking the divine. Life is a lot of excitement and expectation, followed by disappointment and loneliness. But I never feel alone, which is why I like to be alone so much. I truly enjoy being alone, because I'm not alone. There's something that you can find, which is the true longing and hunger of the heart, and nothing else will fulfill it. Everything else is going to disappoint. I've been to that well, and I've had those disappointments. There is one beloved, and the true beauty of that beloved is that it encourages us to love others. And the greatest act of love is freedom. When we can set one another free, we have found what we truly seek. We all move in this world of longing, and it is sumptuous with glamour and artifice and makeup. The world's a big cosmetic industry, and you need the pharmacy afterwards to numb the pain of loss. But what do you want? What do you want when you are so often disappointed in everything you choose? All of your suffering comes about like this, and then you resent the other person for not having been what you really wanted. You lied to make them love you, and sometimes you didn't even love them to begin with. The things we do and the things we see, the lies that play out in the entertainments and movies about how we can do what we do and keep on doing it, and you know what the human cost is because you can feel the pain. Why don't we wake up and treat each other better, or at least have the courtesy to leave? I tell you, I look around me and I see what I see, and This is not a pretty picture. I see the desires, I see the advertising, I see the offerings of everyone giving themselves up according to what they made the arrangement for. I see what happens to them, and I can't tell them because they won't listen, because they want what they want. This is what enlightenment is about. When you become enlightened, there is a lot of sorrow, too, when you realize how much you cost yourself and everyone by not being true. I know about that. I'm like you. I've been wrong and unwilling to see and just continuing on in my misery. But I've had enough at some point, I guess. I just had enough. I didn't want to break another heart. I didn't want to lie to satisfy a need when the need wasn't even about the person I was using to get the need. The need was the desire, the initial need, to find the divine. And that is why this world cannot satisfy you. You must find the comforter within, or there is no peace and no joy. It's just life as you see it, going on otherwise, all around you. That's all there is. Some of them are smiling and some of them are not. Some are giving up. Some, they just give up. Suspicion, mistrust, add alcohol and ego and all those things, along with the bad drugs and bad food. But that's all part of the mix, and you wind up bloated on all levels. Who knows what roads open into the darkness? People operating in desperation and adding, always adding to the karma coming up. For me, reincarnation is so obvious that it's as real as a keyboard I write the words I write on, or my own person. It's the only thing that makes any sense. The idea that you're born once and that's it makes absolutely no sense. And that you go to heaven or hell forever? Would you not think that God would make ever so much more sense than you do to begin with? People say there's no God. They're talking about religion. As for there being no God, well, I've met God. So I happen to know that there is a God. What it all means, I couldn't say, but that it is, well, that's beyond doubt. I've seen and met the devil, too. I don't go around confused about whether God or the devil exist. That's got to be pretty obvious. People who say it isn't are the people who work for it or are deceived by it. Most of the time, all of this stuff is hiding. And the movie just plays out with the usual scripts and roles. This is called business as usual. But these are times when things get a little different, and the players are being exposed. And these are those times. These are dark times. And those that serve the darkness are counting on the darkness to take care of them. They make their deals, and they got protection. It's not like they don't know. You would be surprised, my friends, what the movers and shakers are aware of. God and the devil are very real, and the world is the stage. This is just a stage where things happen, and I can tell you that I would rather be somewhere else. I don't care for what goes on around here. I don't see what I like around here. I'd rather travel in the Devic realm, visit my friend Ganesha, or travel to the wild, and dance with my friend Vivasvan, Lord Surya, and Lady Nature, my invisible friends. But here I am, like you, under the false lights of a dark empire, which is not going to go on forever. Most people like it here. They want to have things. People actually go out with the intention of shopping. It's not like they need anything. It's an avocation. Oh, that's going to end badly. And you wonder at the Paris Hiltons and the royal families and the disgusting awards ceremonies, like a Nobel Prize. If I were awarded the Nobel Prize, which I think I probably deserve, I'd refuse it unless they took it back from the murderers and gangsters and liars they've given it to before. Now and then, one of those people actually deserves a reward. You get these rewards for playing the game, and sometimes because it's supposed to happen, like, well, if you're Victor Hugo or John Steinbeck or something. Now they give out awards like they're carnival prizes. They don't mean anything. None of the awards they give out around here are worth anything. All the celebrity dinners and people standing up and applauding and a lifetime of achievement in some industry of deceiving people by playing roles, and then you get to call yourself Sir This or Lord That. I think, my God, I could have gotten caught up in all that shit. It's all so spectacular, and all those people are so important. Some of them are good at what they do, but very few of them helped anybody out. I saw Bono at American Idol dancing around, and all that money they raise from people that never get the money, and all that money for that film Hangover 2 that's wasted. Such a piece of shit. And I think about The Tempest and all that buffoonery. And, well, Shakespeare was pretty tuned in, but the ways they make these vanity films about what his intent was, and I don't know. I'm having a lot of books published now, and some CDs are coming out that are being voiced by the inimitable Patrick Willis, who is the other side of the equator, James Earl Jones. I hope you'll send your prayers and thoughts to Patrick, who is suffering in his back. He was going to do some Shakespeare on a big stage in South Africa, but his health has made that not possible. It's too bad. And, well, anyway, good on you, Patrick. Blessings for you. And I'm being helped by some good friends who want to make my work become more widely known. And to tell you the truth, I would really rather be walking along the coast of some seashore forever and for a while. I hope to give most of what I make away for a community I probably wouldn't even spend a lot of time at, which I think it's a good idea. Well, I got to reel it in because we're at the end of time, and now June approaches, which means a lot more of what we already have is in hyperdrive with some new twists thrown in the mix. I'll see you next week if there is one. And may you find your internal lover and drown your need in that deep ocean of forgetfulness and release. Until we meet again, it's Hare Krishna, aloha, and adieu!
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the ONSIC Radio Network of Stations.